We are 20 minutes in and out of material.
It took me an hour to write. I thought it'd take an hour to read.
Yes, we are live.
Okay, good. But oh yeah, I got to close the blinds over this creative process.
Yeah. Can't let them know that we're this way.
They know we're terrible. They know we're all terrible.
This is how the sauce.
I'd hope they would by now.
We need to establish a veneer of competence, belying our actual selves.
Oh, jeez, how do I do that?
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I don't know about this.
Today I bruised my leg by bumping into a tray table.
Veneer of competence, Kevin.
How'd that work out?
I thought the emphasis was veneer. I need to make it razor thin.
A fine varnish. Did
the tray table have a veneer on it? That's all that matters.
A candy coating of competency.
a sour coating.
Yeah, I'm ready to clap when you guys are.
Sour powder rubbed all over.
But hey, if you get through that sour part, you get to listen to the disappointing candy inside.
Oof.
Accurate to things that sour powder's on, though, to be fair.
Yeah, you get inside and you just hear like, all right, everyone roll for, what are your skills?
I've never had a sour-based candy that had like the powder on the outside that was actually good on the inside.
Brand new Sour Patch Kids are pretty good.
You can hide them a little stale under sour powder.
Yeah. I don't mind the inside of Warheads.
By that point, you have no taste buds left.
Warheads also don't have sour powder. It's like baked into it.
Nothing's quite as good though as the sour Starburst.
I like a lot of sour things. It's just the ones that already have the powder caking the outside. Anyway, I'm distracting this further. Let's get going.
Yeah. Let's do the clap.
All right, everybody ready to clap?
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 3, 2, 1. Clap, clap.
Uh-oh. Did anyone clap twice? I think we're fine if no one clapped twice.
I clapped and then I listened to my instruction.
Did you clap twice?
Yes.
Everyone, can this recording start a new recording?
Oh, but all my sour talk. No.
No, it's fine. Only one will line up appropriately.
No, do not do this to future whoever.
So we need to redo it.
Okay, sorry.
Is everybody starting a new track then?
Yeah, let me start a new track. Yeah.
All right.
Hold on.
I've started a new track.
That'll cut out like 5 minutes of stuff while preserving
talking about Sour Patch Kids and veneer.
Okay.
We'll have it in glorious Google Hangouts form.
I'm back.
This is a real clap.
Yeah.
All right, recording.
Yep, go for it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Good enough.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. And if you can, try to keep a running total after each healing of where you are. Because basically what we want, I think, is the system is trying to avoid is, oh, I took 1 damage. Now I'll heal you for 10 and take you 9 above where you were before you got injured.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to keep in mind.
Yeah, so
once you heal, those wounds are locked in.
Otherwise, it's just a matter of cut me, brother, then heal me.
I need you to cut open these wounds so you can stitch all the ones inside it.
And that's how we all felt to Slaanesh.
I don't know, Korn might be happy with that, too.
Which one of the 1,009 pleasures is that?
Oh, self-mutilation? That's like 88 and 107 and honestly, 175.
Depending on how well you clean it, Nurgle might be into that, too. And just the pure rules lawyering would appeal to Zeench.
Now, he's the changer of ways. I feel like he's insulted by shortcuts. You got to pay the price if you want the power.
What are you talking about? You're not getting a brand new arm? This is cheap. Throw it out.
Invent a new tentacle arm.
Doesn't your servo arm have a better strength bonus?
My servo arm doesn't really wield weapons like that.
Okay. Because I know servo arms have like 75 strength or something functionally.
Yeah, they have 75 strength.
Yeah, but they're basically like an industrial clamp rather than a hand.
Yeah, fair.
I believe once I get a certain upgrade, I can start using weapons in them. But
you can buy a mechadendrite weapon and then have a weapon installed at the end of it and use that as a weapon.
Yeah, but I think one of the Machinator Array bonuses is being able to use weapons in your servo arms.
Yeah, but isn't the Machinator Array also have 2 more servo arms?
Yes.
Isn't it at least 2 servo arms?
I think that the servo harness comes with servo arms.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. The servo harness. And
a bunch of other. Yeah. I think the Machinator Array is like the massive frame that makes Belisarius call like 15 feet
and makes you unable to swim. You sink.
All right. Well, so what's the what's no? I rolled a fucking 91. What is up with random.org?
It's random. It just doesn't feel like it because real random feels bad to people.
Use good old dice. Oh hey, I rolled a 96.
For what?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, nothing.
But I'll at least say the one thing of like Fire Emblem, for example, stopped using actual RNG when it came to like, well, there's a 50% chance, but it favors the player because of the fact that actual 50% chance doesn't feel like it because humans are bad at perceiving probabilities.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is like random. Yeah, randomness.
Has anyone ever played XCOM?
Yeah, I will swear to my dying day that 10% for the computer means automatic.
Let's see.
And a 1% critical chance is also automatic.
Who is eating the Space Marine snacks?
What?
Someone's chewing on something. Chips or something.
Opening up a box of Oreos.
Oh, wow. It's picking that up. Jesus. It's like the table in front of me. Okay.
Yeah.
It's on the microphone.
Crinkling plastic tends to be very audible.
Yeah. So, Mike, can we take about 5 minutes?
Sure.
Is everyone good for like one more stretch?
Yeah.
Another hour or so.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Then, yeah, let's take a quick five and go from there.
All right, go back.
Pigs. Silence the pigs. This is a reminder to myself.
Oh, yeah. Are they audible on the recording?
A little bit, but I can cut them out.
Okay, sorry. They're so greedy. They haven't been fed in, like, an hour.
I need to refill my water anyway.
All right, I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. So, how's everybody doing?
All right.
Passable.
Cool. Yeah, I have had the general feeling this was sort of a treading water session.
Yeah, just figuring out how to get to where we're going.
Because, yeah, that's the problem with fighting an insurgency. Additionally, the fact that we're like four dudes.
Yeah, and that we're not particularly...
We're going to need an entire occupying force and an information campaign and all that kind of stuff to undo the damage caused by Alpha Legion. I'm probably going to need to kill a demon prince that's in the bottom of the place. Hopefully it's not a full demon prince, but at least sever the connection to the warp or whatever, which makes it especially good we have a librarian with us.
I mean, I'm not entirely sure being a librarian is helpful with this.
I don't know. That's the only thing I've picked up from the Graham McNeil novels is that librarians really kick ass against demons.
Yeah, that's like a setting thing, but it's not actually as true, really. Demons are pretty good against psychic powers.
I have a feeling they're also pretty... I have a feeling they're better against guns.
I'm not sure. I actually don't know.
Also, I was reading about the Death Watch phase swords. Probably my favorite thing about them is that asking about their origin is subject to penalty by excruciation.
What are they, warp weapons?
They're basically Catan phase blades, but made into swords.
Jesus.
Instead of, you know, they're only in the Death Watch. They're only in the Death Watch Codex. They're not in the Death Watch of the game. But I think James was just saying you could probably just take the rules for the wrist blades for Temple Assassins.
Yeah, it mostly works the same way.
They're relic weapons anyway, so we're not going to see them for a while, if ever.
I bet by the end of this mission we'll have ranked up.
Yeah, probably. We've gained a lot of experience. Hell, we might all make it to respected status.
I hope so. There's some sweet stuff there.
Yeah, like all the power weapons.
Plasma guns. The multi-plasma guns.
Yeah. I think everything except the Infernus pistol, right?
No plasma cannon or Infernus pistol. The largest plasma cannon and the smallest melted gun are still out of our reach at respected.
Yeah, because the Infernus pistol is I don't think anybody knows how to make it, so it's just given to, like, commanders.
The assault cannon is still out of our range, but that's a mounted weapon.
I think I discovered the stupidest thing still existing in the lore.
What?
Jokairo weaponsmiths.
Okay.
J-O-K.
They're monkeys that make digital weapons.
Yeah, they're orangutans who aren't even sentient, but they create impossibly advanced stuff. Like, they have digital weapons that are the equivalent of las cannons.
That's digital as in you wear them on your finger like a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they're built into the gauntlets of your armor.
Yeah, but these guys now, they're just like not even sentient aliens, but they're impossibly good technicians.
Oh shit, at respected, we can also call in air support.
I think from now on, I'm going to be focusing on single strike weapons.
Single strike's handy.
Like multi-melta, missile launcher. You guys seem to have the crowd control in order.
Kind of, yeah. Having multiple heavy bolters was nice, although I think we changed the rules between the fight against the Horde and what we're currently doing. Because we couldn't do aim and shoot, and also we couldn't move and do a full auto shot in the same round.
Yeah, we might have. Sorry.
Oh, also very importantly, once we get to Respected, we have access to Mind Cleansing.
Huh. What?
You can remove 1d10 plus 1 corruption points, and I think 1 insanity point after a mission. You basically hire a bunch of Inquisitors to erase your memories.
Wait, hire a bunch of Inquisitors?
Well, you get the Inquisition to erase your memories. I'm just saying what it is, basically.
We have ways.
Hey, I hired like 18 Inquisitors to erase my shit.
Honestly, if you hire an Inquisitor to erase your memory, he's going to do it with a gun.
And we might survive it even. Forget.
Oh, we can also call in Sanctioned Psychers. We can get... Oh, shit, yeah, we can get Sappers.
Sappers sound useful. Sanctioned Psychers are a little more iffy.
Mostly they just give, they prevent scrying and some other stuff.
Okay.
They can also give us some portents. So on a very specific thing, we can get a reroll because they can tell the future a little bit.
That said, if we look like we're going to come up against some really bad crowds, the heavy flamer is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about taking a heavy flamer on the next mission because my ballistic skill is kind of garbage.
Look, no more germs left. No more anything left.
Oh, hey, we can also get...
You melted his bones.
Oh, yeah, so the thing that I found out is that death from above is a different thing than I thought it was. Basically, we can drop strike in and get Astartes to provide exfiltration support, which is the same as orbital insertion and extraction, kind of.
That's handy. But better, because it's Marines.
Yeah, although orbital insertion and extraction, we can teleport down if we have access to a teleportarium, I guess.
Yeah, those usually teleportariums are only for like first company or people with Terminators.
Yeah, it surprises me that we can do that at such a low level. Like, actually, we could do that. I guess it's just it says teleportation is an option, but it doesn't say at what level.
Yeah.
Oh, we can also get we can also call in a fleet of Imperial tanks. Oh no, wait, that's distinguished. But we get Sappers, we can get Guard, we can get some other stuff. We can also call in Siege Breakers, which are like Sappers but better. Basically everything the Astartes can do is something the Imperial Guard can do, but they do it faster and they require less assistance. There's just the problem that we might call in a chapter that disagrees with our workings, and there is probably gonna be problems when that happens.
Indeed.
They also just have to be there, which is less often than not.
True. And I think that's this is how much stuff has happened. Like I've learned a lot of lore since the start of this mission. I have learned a lot more of the lore of the game and also what reserve points are and other kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that was good. I wasn't sure how that worked either, so I'm glad you checked it out.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't, because there's only a couple things that say you can't buy it with reserve. So I was trying to find out what reserve was.
Yeah. Max, are you good?
Well, I'm not good, but I'm here.
Max, are you Max?
I guess.
Okay.
Sometimes. Are you a Maxinista?
Definitely not.
Yeah, Max, you're here, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, all right, are we ready to continue?
I think so.
Yeah. Everyone give Matt a round of applause. Yay, Matt.
Thank you. You're too kind.
Oh. I can't help but think of your avatar as being a space marine cow.
I've been trying to find somebody who would do a commission, but there's most people don't like to do very detailed armor or vehicles.
Not even the people who do 40k, honestly.
Yeah, I'm gonna contact one of those professional illustrators.
Yeah, I can show you plenty of. I can show you plenty of examples of people who work for Games Workshop that did not want to draw armor.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
I just remember that anytime I think of armor and vehicles, it's this thing from the Droffy guys were talking about. The worst part about vehicles is that they're hard to draw, and like on top of that, like if you draw a person bad, like, okay, people are complicated. if you draw a vehicle bad, okay, you can't draw a straight line.
Yeah. Oh, on relics, I'm open to the idea of transferring, like, ownership of relics between chapters, if it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, we're about, we're between 70 and 80 renown off of being able to even access them, so.
Yeah, but like, I can see where anything psychic or from one of the psyker-heavy chapters, like the Blood Ravens, could work for the Karkaradons and so on.
Sure.
I work for a chapter that consecrates relics. I just need to find them.
Yeah. Another one's just like, who the fuck knows? Because like the holiest relic of the Ultramarines is Marnius Kalgar's giant ass fists.
And usually he's using those.
Yeah. All right. Which chapter ordered the big dumb space hat?
We get standing orders from every chapter.
Ultramarines have a big dumb space hat.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's called the Helmet of Vartheon.
Sweet.
It's a standard. Actually, I think it's an artificer helmet that has like a giant rooster comb on top.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Sounds dumb as shit.
Yeah, I mean, it looks as dumb as, I mean, that's kind of one of the things. It's like, if you're an officer and you wear a helmet, odds are that you have like a giant fucking centurion comb. That seems to be the thing that happens. You either stop
Pixar
wearing
a helmet. Didn't happen.
You either stop wearing a helmet or you put a lot of weird, unnecessary decoration on your helmet.
Nothing in
I mean, like, the standard iron halo doesn't look that bad. It's just like a spiked half circle on top of the helmet.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
Like, I'll pull up a picture of, what's his face? The captain of the second company. He's the only one. He's the only Ultramarine I can find who has a name and wears a helmet.
Who is that? What is that? Ventress or Sicarius?
Ventress is the fourth company. I think Sicarius is. Kata Sicarius. I like that the first thing when I entered Kata Sicarius into Google, the first thing that came up was Kata Sicarius meme. I don't know what that means. I'm not interested.
He's probably one of the guys who says like heresy.
Probably. He's a very I've only read, okay, there we go, there's the thing. So I've only read about him in the sixth book, where he's kind of an asshole. He gets very mad that somebody else went to defend his planet aside from him, even though he was needed somewhere more important.
Meme is the I Kato Sicarius blank, I Kato, like, that's just how he talks.
Yeah, he's very...
By the way, having an artificer helm is really sweet.
That could be a lot worse.
It is 12 AP.
But that, wow. He's not wearing the Helm of Vartheon. He's got his own special thing. Helm of Vartheon is needed by whoever needs it.
I dig also, the giant skull belt buckle.
Yeah, I missed that one before.
I mean, that's like a 2-foot skull right in front of your crotch.
Also, I should see if I can find Pausanias. Actually, I think I found him. Apparently, the thing that keeps being written about him over and over again is that he's so big that his armor is supplemented by plates from a ruined suit of Terminator armor because he's too big to fit normal power armor. Although his armor doesn't look that different. Anyway, that's hardly germane to what we're doing right now.
Yeah. He's too fat for his armor. Look at the breastplate stretcher. All right. So we'll go back into the forge.
Should we clap now. Again?
Yeah, why not?
Mine wasn't loud enough.
Last one was a joke, Matt. Sorry.
I didn't clap at all. Like, is this like a timing sensitive thing we're doing? Because we didn't
count down. It's just letting me know where the fucking garbage ends.
Yeah, we start paying attention again.
Okay.
We clapped a lot, and then we started talking about horse shit again.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah.
Man, story of my life.
We have a small armored company with us now, and we're heading towards the helm.
Yeah.